I saw the rapture by Gracia Aiko of Togo 4. A vision of the rapture. This is a continuation of my encounter with the Lord who revealed to me the mystery about the rapture. When the Lord came, he showed me how the bride will be caught up in the rapture. He showed me recently what will happen when the trumpet will sound. How will the trumpet sound? What will happen on that terrible day? This vision of the rapture did not happen when I died for 14 days. For during that experience of 14 days beyond the grave, I saw heaven and hell and I was about to return to earth. The Lord said to me, Gracia, as you return to earth, if you can sanctify yourself, if you can purify yourself and when you consecrate yourself and flee from sin, you will see what will happen. Gracia, you got to remember that I hate sin. I have a lot to do with you, extraordinary and glorious things, but I don't like sin. Beloved brother and sister, often when the Lord comes to me, he comes like a friend and like a father. When the Lord comes, he often tells me, Gracia, I don't like sin. And if you continue to sin, you're a rebel. A place will be prepared for you in hell and I will not hesitate to put you there so that you understand that I don't like sin. And I have seen the horror of hell. Brethren, when sin is in your life you will not feel the presence of God. For the Lord said, I don't like sin. You cannot imagine how much I hate sin. The Lord said, Gracia, now I am taking away my church from the earth. In the Bible, I used to tell my disciples I am coming. But now I tell you, I am coming back very soon. Matthew 26:64 Jesus said to him, You have said, Nevertheless I say to you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven. Brethren, the trumpet can sound any moment and the Lord can come any moment from now. He is coming to take his bride. I was talking to the Lord and he made a gesture with his hand. As a result, a TV appeared. Whenever the Lord does a gesture, something happens. A screen appeared before us. The Lord can say one word and your life will change forever. This is the kind of God we worship. When a screen appeared before us, what I saw on the screen was terrifying and terrible. The Lord said, My daughter, look at what will happen in the world. Look carefully. At that moment when the Lord was addressing me, I heard the sound of the trumpet. You cannot imagine the power of the blast of this trumpet. When I heard this blast of the trumpet I was shaking for it was tremendous, powerful, and unprecedented. The blast of the trumpet was intense and apocalyptic. When the trumpet was resonating, there was a global reaction for the earth was trembling. In fact, while the trumpet was blasting I saw the earth began to tremble. The earth was shaken by the sound of the trumpet. The mountains, the hills and the valleys were moved from their place by the power of the blast and the seas were displaced from their coastlines. When the Lord came in the air, I heard the sea saying, Finally the Lord has come. I heard the mountain saying, The Lord has come. Brother, the sea can speak for I heard its voice. Everything was messed up when the trumpet sounded. There were earthquakes everywhere in the world. The uttermost part of the world knew that the Lord had come for everything announced the return of the Lord. There is death today all over the world. But when the Lord returned, I saw that there were natural disasters and accidents happening on a global scale. Yet I noticed that nobody had died in these accidents and disasters for on that day when the Lord comes, death will run away from humans. While the trumpet was resonating in the four corners of the world, I saw that planes were falling everywhere. To my surprise, no one died in these planes crashes for death has fled for men. There were accidents everywhere, and I knew that something terrible and horrendous was happening on a global scale. It was unprecedented in absolute shock and terror. The Lord said to me, Gracia, like I said before, when the rapture happens, everything on the earth will announce my return. When you take your phone in order to call anyone, all that you will see is a message telling you Jesus Christ has come back. When you open the TV in order to watch on that day, all that you see on the TV will be the message, Jesus Christ has come. When you go to Facebook, Twitter and other social network platforms, you won't see your friend and your profile. You will see the message, Jesus Christ has come back, for everything on the earth will announce that Jesus has come. Revelation 1:7 Behold, he comes with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and those who pierced him will see him, and all the kindreds of the earth will wail because of him. Even so, Amen. I was watching the film when the Lord showed me cemeteries. The Bible is so true, for I watched graves opened and the dead were rising. The dead rose and were dressed with new glorified bodies. I saw skeletons rising and receiving new bodies and they rose to the sky. They were all flying towards the sky and their graves were left empty. Dan 12:2 And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. After the cemeteries, I began to see the earth as people were rising. The Bible says that we shall be caught up and we will rise. I saw that all the earth was in confusion and disorder and there was trouble everywhere. I heard the unbelievers say, these Christians were right for Jesus Christ has come back. I saw in a market where people were selling, I saw people rising in the sky. I saw that they had gotten new bodies. The Bible says we will be changed. And so in the market, those who were old have become young again, all the traces of aging were gone. 1 Corinthians 15:52 In a moment, in a glance of an eye, at the last trumpet. For a trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. The Lord said, no one will rise with traces of aging, for they shall be dressed with youth and immortality. I saw a lady that was selling. A customer gave her money, but when she was about to give the customer the product, the latter began to rise and he got a new body and new clothes, for his earthly clothes were left behind on the ground. In this market, people were rising and leaving their goods and merchandise. I saw sellers and buyers watching them as they were rising. Then the Lord began to show me churches. What is sad is that I saw a huge church with crowds of people, yet only a 12-year-old boy made it to the rapture. The Lord said, my daughter, do you see all these people in the church and their pastors? They have missed the rapture. They think they are Christians but they are left behind. Then the Lord took me to another church where I saw the pastor preaching. Suddenly his clothes fell. He was not there. He was gone in the middle of the preaching. This will be a glorious and unprecedented day for those who will rise in the air to meet the Lord. It will be a majestic and tremendous day for those who are prepared to meet the Master. In another church, I saw that a part of the church was gone and a part was left behind. I saw people by the side of their friends who disappeared before them. No, we shall not be caught up in the rapture collectively but individually. It's those who have prepared themselves that will be caught up in the rapture. I saw people jumping when they saw their friends and loved ones disappearing. People tried to jump but they failed to understand that it's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. Zechariah 4:6, these people were defeated by the law of gravity. They tried hard to jump but there was nothing they could do by their own strength. Then I saw a couple on the bed sleeping. The lady was taken and her husband remained alone in the bed. I saw that the man was moving his hand to touch his wife but she was not there. When he saw that she was not on the bed, he went to check in the kitchen, but she was not there. He checked in the bathroom and the living room but she was already gone. Luke 17:34 I tell you, in that night there will be two in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. The Lord said, even if you are married, it's all about preparation. If the man and woman are ready, they shall rise in the sound of the trumpet. Otherwise one will go and the other will be left. I was watching and I saw a family at the table. The children, the father, and the mother were eating. Suddenly I saw the mother and the children disappear and the father was left behind at the table. This was frightening and terrible. Then I saw pregnant women who lost their pregnancies for their babies disappeared. These mothers were touching their pregnancy but the babies were gone. I saw a lady who lost the baby because he was gone up. Then I saw that the lady was also caught up in the rapture and she followed her baby to the sky. There were mothers who lost their pregnancy but they could not rise to join their babies that have gone. The Lord said, when the trumpet sounds, all the babies or the toddlers and all the infants who had not reached the age of accountability will rise. Matt 19:14 But Jesus said, allow the little children to come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. It was breathtaking. The Lord then showed me hospitals as the sick patients were rising to the air. And I saw in the maternity children disappearing and rising. Midwives were looking for babies who had disappeared. And I saw in the nursery all the children disappearing. I saw midwives helping the woman to deliver and they were asking her to push the baby that was about to come out. And when she pushed the baby out, the baby disappeared, for he was caught up in the rapture. All the babies, toddlers, and children have disappeared too. Brothers, I wonder whether you are preparing yourself for this day? Are you ready for the trumpet? Just take a look at your life and examine your life. Then the Lord began to show me many churches. I saw a church where there was a wedding. The bride was dancing and when she came to her husband, she saw her man disappearing before her. In another church, I saw the pastor blessing a wedding. The bridegroom had already worn the ring. It was the turn of the bride to wear the ring. And when she extended her hand for the ring, the man disappeared. The Lord said, the rapture is not about engagement. It's about preparation. I was looking and I was crying. I did not know that this will be the way people will be taken up in the rapture. I saw believers walking together in the street, and suddenly one was taken, another was left. I saw believers that were left behind with their Bibles that they were pressing on their chest. Many of them began to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The Lord said, "Since the Spirit of God will be withdrawn from the earth, that will not be Christianity. You can read the Bible as much as you want, the spirit of inspiration will not be there like today. There shall be no comfort. People will cry, but there will be no comfort. They shall become nervous." In all the world, there was noises and clamor everywhere. Then I saw a brother who was running to the house of a member of his church. When he had arrived at that place, he asked the neighbor, "Have you seen our brother from the church?" They replied to him, "Brother, we are overwhelmed. He was here talking to us when suddenly he was transformed and began to rise, and he has gone to the sky. We have seen him rising before us." When this brother heard the story, he held his head and began to cry. When I looked, I saw that believers that were left behind were united in prayer like never before. They were united, and they were consoling one another. I heard them saying the trumpet will absolutely sound for the second time. Immediately the Lord told me, "Gracia, the trumpet is not sounding for the second time. The trumpet has already sounded and it is not happening for the second time." The Lord said, "These people that are left behind will pay for their salvation with their blood, for my blood is no longer available for the world. My sacrifice on the cross is not valid after the rapture, and my blood will not save people after the rapture of my church. Tell the world what I did on the cross is valid now, for this is the time of grace. When you fail to prepare yourself and you are left behind, my work on the cross will not be valid. People will pay for their salvation, for the kingdom of this world will become that of the Antichrist." Brother, there was desolation on a global scale. And the Lord said, "All the people of the world will be one in the aftermath of the rapture. This will be no country or continent, for all the people will be one under one government." The Lord began to show me where believers were gathered in various churches. I saw those who are left behind. They were staying permanently in the church. They were united and they have amended their lives. They were very serious with the Lord and persevering in prayer. I heard them praying to the Lord to allow the trumpet to sound for the second time, but the Lord made it clear that the trumpet is not sounding for the second time. I was in tears for all these people and the events happening in the world. Brother, there was desolation in the world in the aftermath of the rapture. In fact, I saw believers that were left behind beating their pastors. The Lord said, "Many false prophets will be exposed by the sound of the trumpet." I saw believers chasing pastors with sticks, machetes, and sharp instruments in order to beat them. I saw a group of believers that captured their pastor and they began to beat him. They said to him, "You have failed to give us the right teaching so that we can rise. You wasted our opportunity with useless teaching. You should teach us to repent and to lead a righteous life so that we can be caught up in the rapture, but you refuse to teach the essential." I saw that the pastor was beaten seriously. The pastor said, "We are all left behind. Even if you beat me, none is rising. There is no point." The pastor said, "Anyway, I did not force you to come to my church. It is my own church. If you thought I was not serious, why did you stay? You should have left." In truth, these believers were spiritual wanderers moving from one church to another seeking false prophets. On that day, these prophets will tell their members, "I never force you to be in my church and you have suffered because of wandering." Then I saw another group of believers chasing their pastor who was running. When they captured him, the pastor asked them, "Why are you chasing me? I taught you everything that I learned in theological school. I gave you all the knowledge I got in Bible school." The Lord said, "Many theologians will miss the rapture. They teach things that I have not recommended, and they will not hear the sound of the trumpet." Then the Lord showed me a church. When the trumpet sounded, there was a global earthquake and the ground opened up in the church, and people saw an amulet that the false prophet had buried under the church. The Lord said, "I will expose false prophets when the trumpet blasts." Then the Lord showed me another church, where the false prophet had buried a cow beneath the church, and the cow was rotting. And the number of worms coming out of the cow was supposed to be the number of his members. The Lord said, "Many false prophets are drawing the masses to hell. Many false prophets have turned their churches into witchcraft traps. People coming to their churches are caught by the witchcraft spider webs. When people join the church of the false prophet, they become like slaves and they say yes to whatever the false prophet tells them." I saw that false prophets and pastors were beaten like criminals by believers, and it was painful. It was a time of desolation, for the church was taken and the saints were caught up in the rapture, that a new life has begun on the earth without the church and without the Holy Spirit. This is a world without death, for death has run away from humanity. The whole world knew that something unprecedented has happened in the world and the world was not the same anymore. Humanity was left without God, without the Word, and without the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, there was a revival in the aftermath of the rapture. People ran to churches to pray. Yet the time of grace has already ended. And these people were supposed to pay with their blood. They will endure persecution at the hands of the Antichrist and the false prophet. I saw churches that were full of people. They were praying and casting the devil. And these churches were preaching that the second trumpet will sound and they fortify one another. There were churches everywhere in the aftermath of the rapture. And I noticed that numerous unbelievers gave their lives to Christ and they joined all these churches that were waiting for the second trumpet. I saw these unbelievers saying, "Where are the soul winners and evangelists that used to preach to us all the time? Where have they gone?" In truth, they were already gone, and this was an earth without the Spirit of God. This was desolation. Brother, this is a testimony about the rapture. Prepare yourself to meet your God. Amos 4:12.